Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, Alanis Morissette performs in the BPP studios. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Several dead and dozens injured after a tornado ripped through a western Iowa Boy Scout camp. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell has more.
The storm struck the Little Sioux Scout Ranch just after 6:30 in the evening when 93 teenage scouts and 25 staff members were on site. Iowa Governor Chet Colfer briefed reporters. He said just getting to the campground was hard.
This is a very remote area. It's 3/4 miles back into the woods.
That made search and rescue difficult. The governor said those at the scene described the carnage as horrific.
Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reporting. An American icon is a target. Belgian brewing giant InBev wants to buy Anheuser-Busch for $46 billion. Adam Allington of member station KWMU has more from Anheuser-Busch's home in St. Louis.
Anheuser-Busch is the world's third largest brewer by volume behind InBev, based in Leuven, Belgium, and London's SAB Miller. William Finney is a former Anheuser-Busch marketing executive and professor of strategy at Washington University. He says AB's board of directors is likely to reject this offer, but leave the door open for future bids.
The board holds out, rejects 65, InBev gnashes its teeth, eventually offers $70, and the board would very likely accept it, in my judgment.
Rumors of a buyout offer have been circulating for weeks, with particular concern about what new ownership of Budweiser could mean for St. Louis and the American brewing industry. Anheuser-Busch says its board of directors will evaluate the proposal, but the company didn't give a timetable for making a decision.
That's Adam Allington of member station KWMU with that story. And that is the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.